Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is your host, Alberta Mitchell. I will be leading prayer this morning. Remember, if you would like to join us live, that number is 215-383-3980. Again, the number is 215-383-3980. Thank you for joining us, and now we will begin our prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we're able to come before you in prayer. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praises for everything that you have done. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer us. And in thy righteousness, cause us to hear your loving kindness in the morning. For in thee, O God, do we trust. Cause us to know the way wherein we should walk. For we lift up our souls unto thee. Holy and righteous Father, we bless and magnify your name. We bow to your greatness and your majesty, O Lord. Let your glory touch our lives in a great way. We cry to you, Lord, and you hear us. Thank you, God, for hearing us when we pray. Oh, Lord, let your comforting presence overshadow us and bring us into a place of great revelation and great intimacy with you. Lord, break down every high place that blocks our way. Tear down walls that hinder us. Fight for us that your will is accomplished in our lives. Cause us to be overcomers and winners in every situation in the name of Jesus. Every day we will bless you, O God. We will praise your name, O Lord. Oh, God, every day we will lift up our voices to you in thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for life and breath. Thank you, Lord, for health and strength. Thank you, Lord, clothing and shelter. Thank you, Lord, for the resources that we need to take care of our daily needs. Thank you, Lord, for opening up doors for us. Thank you, Lord, for breaking down walls that come before us. Thank you, Lord, for pulling down strongholds erected by the enemy. Thank you, Lord, you caused us to be victorious. You did not allow our enemies to triumph over us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us divine favor and blessings. Keep our families covered under the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you keep them. Thank you, Lord, that you have forgiven us of our sin. Oh, God, through the blood of Jesus, you have cleansed us of all unrighteousness. Lord, you uphold us. All that fall, you raise them up. Oh, God, thank you. We bless your name because all those that are bowed down, you lift us up. Your grace and your mercy endures forever. Oh, God, forgive us. Right now, today, Lord, forgive us of our sin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us of our trespasses. Oh, God, forgive us of disobedience. Forgive us, God, of wrong thoughts and unclean words. Father, in the name of Jesus, quicken us, oh, Lord. And cause us to be free from sin.
set us apart, God, to be used for your glory and for your name's sake. Oh, God, in all that we do, dear Lord, let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified. Let all that we do, God, glorify your name. God, it's all about you. Cause your name to be glorified in the earth. Cause your name, God, to go forth with a sound in the earth. In the name of Jesus, cleanse our spirits, God, from pride and self-exaltation. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in us, oh God. Cleanse our minds, God, from every dead work. And cause us to serve the living God through Christ Jesus. Cleanse our hearts, God, from every dead work. Cleanse our mouth, God, from every dead work. Cleanse our spirit, God, from every dead work. Oh, God, we want to serve the living God. Hey, God, we want to serve you. Cause us to be sanctified. Cause us to be consecrated. Cause us to be righteous before you. Wherever we go, whatever we do, cause us to be righteous and holy, that we will serve you in spirit and in truth, in the name of Jesus. Let us not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or sit in the seat of the scornful. Remove harsh words from our mouth. Remove self-righteous judgment away from us. Cause us to be tender-hearted, God. Cause us to be compassionate like Jesus. Cause us to show mercy in the name of Jesus. Cause us to be humble servants, willing and ready to obey and to serve you, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Redeem our souls from the hand of the enemy. Cut off and scatter every demonic conspiracy. In the name of Jesus, destroy the work of the devil from operating in our life. In the name of Jesus, we cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. God, cause our thoughts to be clean. God, cause our imagination to be right. Father, help us to have the mind of Christ. Let this mind that is in Christ Jesus be also in us. Stir up a right mind in the name of Jesus. Stir up a right heart. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, stir up the gifts. Oh God, stir up the gifts. Stir up the right mind. Stir up right actions. Stir up right words. Oh God, bless us now. In the name of Jesus. Cause us, God, to walk righteous before you. Consecrate us, Lord. Sanctify us, God. Cleanse our spirit. Cleanse our mind. Cleanse our eyes. Cleanse our ears. Cleanse our hands. Cleanse us in our feet. Cause us to walk right before you. Not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God. Thank God. Father God, we pray for this country. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Cause this country to turn to serve the living God. Cause this country to obey Jesus. Cause this country, Lord, to exalt your righteousness and not our own stubborn unrighteousness. Forgive America of her sin. Forgive America of disobedience. Oh, God, restore us, God, to our first love, living right before our Creator God. Oh, God, you founded this country, and you caused it to be righteous before you. You caused this country to have plenty. And God, we moved out of the way. We moved away from serving you. People serve you when they want to. People serve you in their flesh. People say they serve you and they're living in sin. Oh, God, remove the sin from us. Remove the self-will from us. Father God, in the name of God, America, to rise up and recognize the true and living God. Cause us to reach for the poor, the orphans, and the widows. Cause us to reach for those that are incarcerated. Cause us to reach for those that are in nursing homes, hospitals, and foster homes. God, don't allow us to disappoint you, Lord. Don't allow us to grieve the Holy Spirit. But Father, cause us to walk upright before you. Let us not walk in selfishness and self-pride. But God, cause us to reach out for those that are less fortunate. God, you are God of those that are bowed down and under. God, you are God of those that are low. Jesus, we can count on you to pick up the land that's low. Oh, God, thank you that you reach out your hand, that you stretch out your hand for those that are low and under. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for the Congress. We pray for the judicial system. We pray for the White House. We pray for the president. We pray for law enforcement. We pray for the police departments everywhere in the United States. Grant them, God. Put them under arrest in the name of Jesus. Cause them all to bow the knee to Jesus. Cause them to bow the knee to Jesus. Cause them to bow the knee to Jesus. And do your will. Oh, God. Help them all to make righteous decisions. We bind in the spirit of abuse in this country. You lying devil, go back to the pit of hell where you came from. We bind in the spirit of confusion in this country. We bind in the spirit of prejudice in this country. We bind in the spirit of oppression in this country. We burn the works of the stronghold over this country. Oh, God, remove prejudice out of the spirit realm from over this country. Cause the demonic forces of prejudice to be banned from operating. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, cause the spirit of prejudice to be banned from operating in this country. Oh, God. Oh, God. Keep us from danger, Lord. Keep our children from danger. Keep our families from danger. Oh, God, cover us under the blood of Jesus. Cover us under your protection. Cover us, God, under your word. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, I will say to the Lord, he's my refuge, he's my strength, and God will I trust. Lord, he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler. No pestilence will come near our dwelling. 1,000 shall fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh our dwelling place. Oh, God, we say thank you. Almighty God, wrap us, God, in your word so that no accidents, no incidents, no mishaps will come on us. Cleanse us, God, from secret faults. We know unclean habits in the name of Jesus. Wash us, God, in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God. Right now, God wants us. Oh, right now, God wants our mind. Wash our spirit. Wash our mouth. Wash our eyes. Wash our ears. Wash our hands, God. Oh, God, wash us. Oh, God, wash us. Oh, God, wash us. Oh, God, wash us. Wash us, God, from all unrighteousness. Wash us, God, from secret thoughts. Wash us, God, from guilt and stain. Remove all the works of the enemy from our life. Oh, God, wash us. Help us to be clean before you. We burn the works of the devil. Every foul, wicked, unclean, demonic force is burned and rebuked. We send it back to the pit of hell where you came from, devil. In the name of Jesus, every evil spirit is banned from operating against us. Every wicked force, every stronghold is banned from operating. Every hindering spirit is banned from operating. Every evil work is banned from operating. Every conspiracy, confederacy, every evil word, every hindering force is banned from operating. In the name of Jesus, we bring your work, devil, go to the pit of hell where you came from. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. We send you back. We send you back. You will not stop the work of God. You will not stop our purpose. You will not stop our destiny. You will not stop our ministry. You will not stop our vocation. You will not stop our confession. You will not stop our profession. But we have a world of children. Oh, living God. And we walk in the righteousness of the living God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Open it up again. So that we can see and discern to know good from evil. Take the blinders off. And give us knowledge and wisdom, O God. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of understanding. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of confusion. We bind the spirit of destruction. We bind the spirit of ignorance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we loose the power of God. And we loose the word of God. We loose the anointing of God. We loose the love of God. The free course, oh God. Have free course in our life. Have free course in our home. Let the Spirit of God reign and rule. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for everything that you're doing, everything that you're about to do. Oh, God, give us creativity. Oh, God, give us the words to say. Oh, God, give us innovation. Oh, God, give us great imagination that we can create, that we can write, that we can invent, that we can fix. Oh, Lord, let your love abound and overtake us. Thank you, Jesus. We bind generational curses. We bind inherited curses. We bind familiar spirits in the name of Jesus. Remove them off of our life. Remove them off of our children. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let generational blessings overflow in our life. Let our DNA be cleansed by the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. God, we repent for all unrighteousness. We repent, Lord, of things that we did wrong. We repent, Lord, of all disobedience. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you the praises that you clear us of all sin. God, clear us of demonic accusations made against us in the courts of heaven. God, clear our name in the courts of heaven. Clear our sin away in the courts of heaven. Clear us of all accusations in the courts of heaven. Clear us, God, from all crimes in the courts of heaven. working against us in the courts of heaven. Oh, God. By the power of the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus, our advocate, our lawyer, our propitiation, our intercessor that intercedes on our behalf. Oh, God, clear our name. Clear our record, Lord. Wipe away the evil that's been written against us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, cause our record to be clean. Cause our record to be clean. Cause us, God, to be exonerated and cleared of all the charges. All the charges levied against us. Cause our names to be cleared. Our records to be wiped clean. Father God, give us legal rights and authority in the name of Jesus that as we go into the spirit realm, cause us to walk in apostolic authority. Cause us to walk in kingdom righteousness. Cause us to walk in inherent authority in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. And all that you have for us, God, all that you're about to do, all the things you're about to give us, all the blessings we're getting ready to inherit from the power of the Holy Ghost, cause them to have free course, a free path to our life, and to be made manifested. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, don't allow the devil to cut us off. Don't allow our blessings to be cut off. Oh, God, help us to live right. Help us to talk right. Help us to think right. Don't allow us to sit in the seat of the scornful or to dwell in accusation. But, Father, cleanse us. Clean our record. Clean our mouth. Cleanse us and wash us. Cause us to stand in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and to reap the blessings and the goodness of God that you have promised us. God, we're waiting on you. Oh, God, we're waiting on you. We're not waiting on a man. We're not waiting on the government. We're not waiting on institutions. But God, we're waiting on you. Oh, God, help us to hold on to the horns of the altar. We're waiting on you, Lord. Send your Holy Spirit to guide and protect us and lift us up and give us strength. And don't allow us to be weak in the name of Jesus. Lord, send your warring angels to do battle with the demonic forces from hell. Don't allow us to be cut off. Cause paperwork to be approved in the name of Jesus. Do battle for us. You are the great warrior that does battle and win. Cause us to be overcomers. Cause us to win. Cause us to fight in power. Cause us, God, to rise up. Don't allow us to fall. Don't allow us to backslide. Don't allow us to be weak. But cause us to praise you in strength. In the name of Jesus. Cause us to lift up our hands and worship you as we should, because you're a good God. Heavenly Father. You cause us to be overcomers. Cause us to produce and manifest the things of God. Oh, God. Cause us to live in your image, to become more like you. Help us, God, to stay focused. Help us, God, to walk upright, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. Help us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. Help us to be strong and not weak. Help us to walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Don't allow the flesh to take control of our desires. But God, cause the Spirit of God to override the will of the flesh. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, 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 we bless your name and give you the praises. Holy Father God, hear our prayer that we offer to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. I would encourage you from the word today to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The strength don't belong to us, but the strength belongs to God. God gives us the strength to breathe, to get up. God gives us the strength to go out and do. And so for that, we must say thank you, Lord. For the strength of God will keep us going forward. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to be weak in your mind. But continue to pray for strength in the Lord and wisdom to do the will of God. We want the wisdom of God and not the wisdom of our own self, not the wisdom of our flesh. Our flesh will mislead us. We don't want the wisdom of the world. We don't want to follow this society. The Bible says in John that there's enmity between God and the world. We are not of this world. But we belong to the Lord. So now walk in strength. Walk with your head up, not in pride, but knowing that God gives us strength to move and to do, and that he will get us to our purpose and our destiny, that he will provide for us, that he will give us all good things in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Walk in strength. And in the power of his might, not our own might, but in the might of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for joining us today, and we pray that this prayer will be a blessing to your life. Go with God. Don't leave him. Don't forsake him. But get closer to the Lord in prayer and reading and studying the word of God, and in worshiping him, and in praising him. Draw closer to the Lord. Time is drawing near. There are wars and rumors of wars. People are dying every day. Strange things are happening on the earth because the end is near. Draw closer to the Lord, and he will save us and protect us from this untoward generation. May your day be filled with blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.